For the past 3 weeks, choir coordinator Gary Rhodes and about 200 other people have rehearsed inside the Woodway Baptist Church. On this day, the center of the church is filled, and Rhodes waves his hands emphatically, motioning to his choir to add emphasis as they sing over a music track. The group has only a couple days to fine-tune their singing before the gathering.
There's a pretty short time span to put something like this together, so it's a pretty mammoth event. But I think that the Lord's put together a good team of pastors that have some experience in planning events like this that have really gotten behind it.
According to event organizer and pastor Ramiro Pena, the impetus for this countywide service came from Baylor Board of Trustees member Drayton McLean, the namesake for the newly minted 93-acre Baylor Stadium. Before this event, the closest and most recent worship service in size and scope were a series of Easter services held at Minute Maid Park, home of the Houston Astros. McLean also spearheaded those services. According to the Houston Chronicle, the two events that Houston-based pastor Joel Osteen held at the baseball stadium recorded an attendance of roughly 40,000 people. Here's Pena.
What we're expecting here, 30,000 plus people to gather, is the biggest worship gathering that I know of, certainly for this region.
The gathering will bring together more than 100 churches of varying denominations from across the region in an attempt to fill up the 45,000 capacity McLean Stadium. That shouldn't be too hard, considering Waco's rich religious history. According to the most recent report from the Association of Religion Data Archives, there are more than 144,000 congregational adherents in McLennan County. That's nearly 60% of the county's population. Roger Olson, a professor of Christian theology and ethics at Baylor's Truett Seminary, says that in the 16 years he's been in Waco, he hasn't seen or heard of an event of this proportion. But he doesn't doubt that Pena and his organizers can pack the stadium.
I don't think it'll be hard, especially if they have a well-known celebrity speaker and some musicians that are well-known. Yeah, I think that won't be difficult at all. This is one of the most religious communities in America, as far as the number of churches and churchgoers, the percentage of church attendance. This is the buckle of the Bible Belt. Jerusalem on the Brazos, people have called it.
With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.